I saw my friend Levi on the street the other day. He said he was married and wanted to get a divorce. So I told him he would have to pay $15 a week alimony. He said, how can I do it when I only make 10? I said, I don't know. The judge is no bookkeeper. And Levi says, I got it an idea. I'll take in a partner. That reminds me of my wedding. When I was single, I made it $18 a week wages. I lived like a king and saved 12. So they told me two could live as cheap as one. Well, as long as I couldn't lose nothing, I got married. But since I got married, no matter how hard I try, I can't save it more than $10 a week. When we got married, everybody was there. Mrs. Lyons, Mrs. Katz, Mrs. Fox, and Mrs. Bear. Sounds like a regular menagerie. We sent out 200 invitations. We expected 100, and we provided for 50. On the bottom of the invitations was P.S. Come in evening dress. A.B. Goldstein came in his pajamas. The time came for the ceremony. Everything was beautiful. When we marched down the alley, the band played Mendelbaum's Wedding March. Three bridesmaids held up the bride's dress, and two safety pins held up my pants. You ought to see the way the bride was dressed. In her hair, she had a bunch of don't-you-forget-me-nots, and in her hand, she held some orange blossoms. What did she want orange blossoms for? She was a lemon. When the rabbi asked her how old she was, she said she just arrived at 30. Goldstein in the back asked her what detained her. When the ceremony was over, the rabbi said $2. I told him I didn't have the $2, but I would give him a dollar and let him kiss the bride for the other dollar. The rabbi took another look at the bride and gave me 50 cents to call it off. When it came time for supper, all her relations acted something terrible. They tried to push my relations in the back when they went down to eat. And believe me, if my relations wasn't good pushers, they would have had to stand like her relations did. We had four kinds of soup. Mock turtle, mock oyster, mock chicken, and mock vegetable. Levi ordered two plates, one for himself and one for his vest. And we had chicken crickets. You know what a chicken cricket is? It's a codfish ball with a feather in. The waiter spilled some soup over Mrs. Goldstein's dress, and she wanted to sue the caterer for damages. But Muscovitz, the caterer, said he was not responsible for what the soup did after it left the kitchen. And we got some beautiful presents. Mr. Steins sent a picture for the parlor. It hung on the wall. You take off January and then it's February. Her Uncle Jake sent her 100. 60 queens and 40 pinochles. Two policemen watched the presents, and the bride's three uncles watched the policemen. Then they started in to play games. Heavy, heavy, what hangs over your head? And the ceiling fell on me. Then they played another game called Making Faces. And the one who could make the funniest face would get the prize. Oy, was that a funny game. Mr. Goldstein went over to Mrs. Bear and said, you win the prize. She said, oh, hey, I wasn't playing. Just then the fire bells rang, and we all ran home for our insurance papers.